This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
The music heralding the beginning of another Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Pleased to introduce you to Michael Harrison. I am privileged. Ooh. Even to introduce you.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the music. I like that kind of music.
Right. Official.
We used to play music like that when we did the news, you know.
Yes. Right. Those were the good old days.
You know, or the sound of the teletype machines.
Yes, in the background. Yes. What was his name? Bill DeFreitas, Mutual News.
Yeah. Years after teletype machines were no longer in use, many radio stations still played them in the background during the news.
Yep. When I was the operations director at WEEI in Boston for a couple of years in the mid-80s, it was the Boston news station, and they were all... I was trying to update the sound of the station, and the news writers and readers all objected, saying I was trying to change too much, and it was just that sort of thing. The stuff that was in the background sounded like it was from the 1950s. So
the big time sound of the lightning bolts emanating from the tower.
Well, it's like today what they do on Fox News and some of the other, they have that whatever that noise is when they're introducing a new subject. It's that, you know what I'm talking about, that the slosh across the
swoosh. It's called the swoosh.
Exactly.
I once ran a radio station, early talk station. We called it Super Talk. We're talking in the 80s.
Yeah.
And every time we would go to a telephone call, we had a sounder that went whoosh. So it would sort of give you the idea that this person is suddenly whooshed onto the stage of your mind.
Stand by for news. First, fast and factual.
So let's do the stories. It's been another intense week. At number 10, we have worldwide weather and climate change, and that's tied with the Lori Loughlin guilty plea. That case sort of gives us a little bit of celebrity gossip, although it does tie into ethics and
some good questions. Yeah, exactly.
So it's not frivolous at all.
No.
Number 9, we have race relations and the Ahmaud Arbery case. At number 8, we have psychology.
What a can of worms that is. Oof.
It is a can of worms.
God,
there's a lot to it. A lot to it. Psychology and personal relationships at number 8. At number 7, communications, technology, and sports. Sports really being discussion about how are we going to do this. And number 6, the Michael Flynn case, the Inspector General firing, and Mike Pompeo being investigated as a result of that political
hoo-ha-ha. And you think about a guy being investigated because he asked his assistant to pick up his laundry. We have nothing better to do than to have a highly paid government inspector general looking into this guy because his assistant picks up his laundry. Huh? That's where we are?
That's where we are. Where we are is cherry picking every negative we can find in terms of the players of the opposite party. Therefore, the appearance to the casual observer, who's maybe not political in nature, is that both sides stink.
They do
to a large extent.
Yeah.
But you can find something on anybody if you really want to make a case against them, and there's this constant game of gotcha going on. So it's troubling. Mm-hmm. It's very troubling. At number 5, we have U.S.-China relations and the World Health Organization controversy. The China thing all over the place, from their involvement in the coronavirus to their now clamping down on Hong Kong. People are starting to become aware.
I think we talked last week after I interviewed the lady from the Epoch Times about what they were doing. There's a picture. Yeah, I'm sure we talked about it.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about it extensively. It was very, as a matter of fact, it was quite quite an impression I came away with from your description of the way they are locking down people in Wuhan.
Yep.
At number four, the presidential race and politics. At number three, the economy and education. We have an education crisis in America. This is a real, real serious situation. Summer schools are being closed. When to open and if to open and how to open in September. Colleges face enormous challenges, as do, obviously, grade schools and high schools.
Yeah.
At number two, we have health care. That's a whole array of topics, serums, vaccines, and the hydroxychloroquine controversy is back at the top of the list of our discussion because the president casually dropped the news that he's taking it as a preventative measure.
There isn't one doctor I respect on either side that doesn't say that the use of this malaria drug in combination with the Z-Pak with the right doses isn't the right way at the moment, the best way of all of the options. And so a number of people have been debunked. Fauci on this. Fauci's been debunked across the board on almost everything he talks about, it would seem.
And again, there's a heavy politics. Political component component to that. And the hydroxychloroquine, like any drug of consequence, has to be taken by a person whose doctor believes that it's okay.
Yeah.
There's a downside to it, but there's a downside to all drugs.
Of course there is. Look at the people who die from drugs that are approved by the FDA. Come on.
So that's why, again, it's a matter of political cherry-picking. In other words,
that's a great phrase, by the way. Can you trademark that? Political cherry-picking.
Yeah. Well, I like that. It's two different terms that go together very well.
Yeah, they do.
But the hydroxychloroquine issue is political. It's purely political.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, honest discussion about the role of this drug, this med, in this whole situation has not been honest, to say the least.
No.
All right, and number one, we have statistics and projections. Every story is connected to how many people have died, how many people have got it. And as of the time that you and I are having this conversation, which is being played out across the nation over the Memorial Day weekend, there have been 1.61 million cases in the United States diagnosed with 95,000 deaths. That's incredibly high, way more than the Vietnam War. But something you don't often hear is 308,000 have recovered.
No, but then there's the other side of the stats, and that's the number of people who have been, when they are passing away, what the death certificate says they've died of. There is a feeling, a strong feeling, at least in my neck of the woods, among the Boston hospitals, that once there was a good reporter who started asking a lot of questions about, well, why do you declare this person died of pneumonia or that person died of whatever? Isn't it related to COVID? And when you really dig down into it, yeah, it is. It's about twice as many people have died, it would seem, from the COVID who then have been reported in the way they're reporting it.
So, yeah, well, what bothers me is people who say, character really comes out. You really see what people are about during this thing. Some of these deaths are people that were going to die anyway. Or so
I don't know any of it. Is there somebody among us who's not going to die? I want to know who that person is.
Well, there you go. That's a much deeper truth. I'll tell you what really irks me is when people say, but they're old. It's mostly old people.
Right. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Kiss your butt goodbye. If you're 85 or older, you have no value. Get lost. See you later, alligator.
Worse yet, you're in the way. Not only don't you have value, you're in the way. Mm-hmm. So that's really nasty and indicative of a decadent society. We got to be really
disrespectful society.
To say the least.
Right. As you and I approach those ages quicker than we'd probably like to admit. I remember there was a... isn't it funny what we remember about life? I remember on ABC, Bob Hope had specials, and John Wayne had a television show, and the two of them were friends, And it was one of their birthdays. I can't remember. It was a television show celebrating the birthday. I think it was John Wayne. And at the end of the show, they were talking about their ages and their careers. And Bob Hope wished John Wayne a happy birthday. And John Wayne's retort was, "I hope I live forever, and the last voice I hear is yours." Think about that. That statement. I would say that to you. I hope you live forever, and the last voice you hear is mine.
Take this, Doug. take this, you bug.
Boom. All right.
So, who's Bob Hope?
Please. You know, I was in the car with a 21-year-old kid who just graduated from Tufts University, a wonderful kid this week, and we were talking about, and even when I'm on the air with Victoria, not so much Jennifer, but Jennifer to a point, and I bring up things that are cultural from, let's say, the 50s or the 60s or even sometimes the 70s, and they don't know anything about it. Nothing. Zero. I brought up a television show the other day. They didn't know what I was talking about.
What show? Just curious. Do you remember, or was it just something?
You know, I don't even remember what it was now. It was something that was a passing moment. And there was a song. Oh, I know what it was. It was a song, "If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life, Never Make a Pretty Woman Your Wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you." They thought it was horrible that I thought that was a fun song. They were so...
It was horrible.
Oh, it was fun.
It was fun, but it was horrible, though.
It was horrible. Yeah, you watch she sure can. Jimmy Soul.
I knew it was Jimmy somebody. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman
pretty your wife. Yep. And on that note, we will pause in our coverage of the hot hits of the week.
And we might be back, or we
may be. Yep. Hold your breath.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org, number
3030. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving on now in our overview of the stories, the conversation that Michael and I have every week, based loosely sometimes on the list, the stories, the people. Did you even get, you did get through the people list, didn't you?
No.
You didn't do the people list yet, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I didn't realize that. I'm so fascinated listening to us that I forgot I have to do it.
Please. Help yourself, please.
Yeah, right. It doesn't happen unless I speak. You know, I'm sitting here listening to us. All right. We have Lori Loughlin at 10. We have Ahmed Arbery, Gregory and Travis McMichael, and a new name has been added to that list, although it's not on the survey.
The guy doing the video.
William Bryan, yeah, not to be confused with the iconic statesman and orator William Jennings Bryan. Bryant? I don't know what his name was.
Bryan. Brian is this guy's name. Brian was the other
Brian,
guy.
Yeah. We have John Ratcliffe at number 8, Steve Linick and Mike Pompeo at 7, number 6, Michael Flynn, Barack Obama, and Susan Rice, Biden and Tara Reid at number 5, Andrew Cuomo at 4, Mitch McConnell at 3, Nancy Pelosi at 2, and Donald Trump at 1, and, you know, basically the same names with a couple of
Don't you
of
think
ones.
The Tara Reid thing has kind of gone away, kind of fizzled with Joe Biden?
I think it's quasi fizzled. I don't think it's completely gone away, but it's not hanging over the election the way it might have had we been in a different era now.
Yeah, right. Maybe because that's we're too worked up on the obvious. So speaking of things that become silly. The attention, the lieutenant governor or the attorney general in Michigan said to Donald Trump this week, you're not welcome to come back to Michigan because you aren't wearing a mask. Like she has the authority to keep the president out of Michigan. But if you look at the pictures for the first time, guess who's wearing a mask? She looked ridiculous. But it was, you know, pure politics, like you've been saying. You know, we're Democrats. We don't want a Republican in our state. Get out.
Mm-hmm. Or just making the mask such an issue that it becomes the focal point. The guy doesn't want to wear a mask. All right, he's not wearing a mask. You want to criticize him for not setting a good example? Okay, that's all right, too. But to make it that big an issue, I think, is to divert attention from what's important.
You know, speaking of what's important, number 9, the race relations, you mentioned Number nine, both the people list and the story list, the story of the Zahmunt Arbery and what actually happened with him. But there was another one of these cases this week in Iowa where a black guy got beaten. He was a civil rights activist, apparently, and his name is DeQuar Jones. He got a broken arm, a broken nose, a broken jaw, five broken ribs. You should see the picture of this guy. He was beaten up by a number of white men. And his question to the news media is, why did it have to go this far? And that's a great... This is Des Moines, Iowa, where you wouldn't necessarily think, you know, whether it sounds... Well, it sounds the way it sounds. I just don't think of Iowans the same way I think of people from Mississippi when it comes to this stuff, or Georgia. I just don't. But
we're talking about one case. We're talking about a case. There's an isolated case of everything, everywhere.
You can't judge, you know, well, you know, Iowans are nice and Mississippians may not be when it comes to race relief.
Yeah, but everything is not as distinct in reality as it can be in broad-based conversations where everything is black or white. You know, because none of this stuff surprises me. And when you look at the statistics about race relations, they really don't fall in line with the idea that there really is this kind of racism in America.
No, more crimes are committed. Blacks, 96% of the offenses committed against blacks are committed by other blacks. But you never hear that stat. Never.
The stats are different than what we say. But I know we have a break coming up. So
yes, we do. It's 28 past the hour.
Product for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. You know, people tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy, and then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss, and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there, too. It's not in stores. You can't find it on any other website because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you know, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
This is sponsored by Chase Bank. Millions of consumers will be receiving their stimulus check in the coming weeks. For most, it will be deposited directly to their bank account. But countless others will receive a paper check in the mail, which may not come until late summer. For consumers who lack access to a bank account, there is still time to open one online, and that could help them get access to their money faster and more safely. Banks offer many options for most people, including those without banking experience or those starting over financially. Many of these provide access to mobile banking. One example is Chase Secure Banking. It has all of the benefits of Chase, no overdraft fees or fees to deposit checks. Plus, you can send money digitally, receive funds, and pay bills. To learn more about Chase Secure Banking, visit chase.com/securebanking. To learn more about other affordable and safe bank account options, and to join the Bank On movement, visit covidbanking.joinbankon.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Receding floodwaters in Midland, Michigan, revealing the damage left behind after two dams failed. Thousands were evacuated in Midland County when the Sanford and Edensville dams were breached after days of heavy rains. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow saying she hopes to see the owner of one of the two dams that breached, Boise Hydro Power, held accountable for the devastating flooding, as the company had a history of violations.
They had plenty of warnings, lost their license, and they should have acted. I certainly think there's private responsibility here.
President Trump saying the U.S. will stay open if a second wave of coronavirus hits later this year, as experts predict it will. The president saying his administration would put out the fires but would not close down the country again. He made the pledge while touring a Ford plant in Michigan yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
The Trump administration, before the day is over, to announce some new guidelines concerning religious observances as the pandemic is still going on. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that his administration will release guidelines for reopening places of worship this weekend after they were delayed by a disagreement with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over what the recommendation should entail. Trump said he told the CDC to put out the guidelines, which have been revised by the White House officials in recent days to make them less stringent than the ones the agency initially recommended. According to senior administration officials, the guidelines for places of worship that have been cleared by the White House Counsel's office include recommendations such as wearing gloves while distributing Holy Communion, social distancing, and holding virtual service as a last resort. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Gas prices this Memorial Day weekend, the lowest since 2003. Of course, it's because of the pandemic, or at least partly so. AAA reporting the average gallon of unleaded regular nationally is $1.87, the first time it's been below $2 during the Memorial holiday in 17 years. And Amazon is pushing Prime Day back to September this year, the company deciding to move the two-day annual big sales event because of the coronavirus pandemic. It's put financial strain on a lot of Americans and also on the company. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time for us now to do the second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio Review, also called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is the publisher, editor of Talkers Magazine, and he keeps his fingers on the pulse, if you will, and not his thumb. Did you hear the duck? Did you hear the duck?
I did hear the duck, yes. I was keeping my fingers on the thumb, my thumb on the something, and the duck came in. All right.
The duck came in.
The duck is gone.
No, really? Bring the duck back again. The education system, we're finding out a lot. Number three this week on the story list is a focus on the economy and also education. You probably saw this continuing lawsuit against the University of Phoenix or Phoenix University or whatever, where they're paying out. They paid a $195 million fine for basically bilking people out of money. And I thought to myself, the first thought I had was, is there that much money in running these online education programs, the for-profit schools, that they have $195 million? That was my first thought. And then I wondered, where'd the $195 million go? It's kind of like with Lori Loughlin, the guilty plea, number 10 this week on the countdown. She's paying a $150,000 fine. Her husband's $250,000. Where's the money going? Why, instead of going to jail, why aren't those people being told, okay, you take $500,000 or whatever and set up some kind of a
501c3 that gives scholarships to kids who want to go to school and they can't afford to. Why wouldn't you do that with the money instead of taking the money and putting it into the so-called general fund, and then who knows where it goes?
Right.
Right?
Then it gets funneled into some politician's pocket.
Yeah, right. So does that make sense? Why wouldn't they have them? Why can't we be thoughtful and creative with these sorts of things? What is that? Where did the $195 million go that the University of Phoenix paid as a fine for them bilking all those people out of money all those years? Where'd that money go?
Better roads and...
thank you. Good for you, Michael.
New bridges.
Yeah, right. Yep. Now, the other side of the education thing, I've heard this a lot this week, you know, because education supposedly is taking place. Education is a lousy word for it. Schooling is probably better, because education is not always... the word itself, I think, is misused. So... parents, though, are seeing what's being taught because all the children are at school, are at home, and they're learning because they got iPads and iPhones and whatever else, the computers. So parents actually are watching what's going on and quite enlightened about what's being taught, or more, what isn't being taught and why and how it's being taught. I've heard any number of parents who, either in my circle of friends or in conversation on the radio, who have said, wow, I never realized that kids were learning this, or they were learning that way, or the teacher had this point of view. And it gets back to my old ruse about, you know, being taught what to think instead of how to think. And the political, it's just very enlightening to see. And so more and more parents say, I'm going to homeschool my kids. Well, that's basically what's going on now anyway. But what do you think? Do you think that parents are learning more about what their children do at school, and are they interested?
Well, some are, some aren't. Mm-hmm. Some don't know what the children are learning in school because they never learned it themselves.
Interesting point.
This is broad strokes conversation. The fact is, some people are finding they can't handle homeschooling, that between working from home, being stuck at home with their families, and all of, you know, a lot of families don't spend any time together. Now they're forced to suddenly spend time together. That's been a revelation.
That's, and on top of it, this week, by the way.
You know, exactly. Yeah. And then on top of that, they have to homeschool their kids. They're having a terrible time doing it. Yeah. So I don't think that the homeschool movement is being pushed that far forward. I think it may be a little bit in the end of everything, but a lot of people are not happy with it. But in terms of political bias, in terms of an interpretation of history, in terms of the viewpoints that are being presented in schools, that is a revelation to a lot of parents. But it brings up a problem in a highly polarized political society as we live in today. It's very difficult when everybody's offended by everything and there are two sides to every story and two alternate realities, not even sides to a story, two totally different stories. How do you teach kids things without it suddenly getting into a debate as to, what really were the causes of the Civil War? And what really was this? And what really is that? And, where does science end and philosophy begin, et cetera, et cetera? All of these things are going through a major scrutiny and overhaul, and we really are faced with lots of challenges in terms of setting up curriculum and teaching our kids.
Well, so this is one of the biggest ruses in the world, and I've always thought this. Science, and everybody says, I'm relying on science. Really? Well, how come there are three different scientists who have three different points of view about the same thing this week alone? Here's the scientist, Professor Gupta, no relation, who is the professor of epidemiology at the University of Oxford, who says that we should be the lockdown should be over. Everybody should go back to the way it was before, as close as we can get, because coronavirus has infected half the population, and some of them are going to know it, and some people are not going to know it until later. Maybe they'll never know that they have it. But to have everything closed down is nuts. Now, here's another scientist who says that Moderna, this is a Moderna is the one coming up with the vaccine, or at least seems to be closest to it. And some scientists say, this is somebody from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, who says they're looking at this whole process, and this is a company based here in Massachusetts and being scrutinized by Massachusetts politicians and people in education. There are those who say, oh, this is great for business, and look at the stock market, how it's reacted to this. And somebody else says, you're not going to come up. This is all hype. These people are trying to increase the value of their stock. They're no further along with coming up with a fix for this problem than three or four other companies, pharmaceutical companies. But they're smarter about how they do the PR. So, you know, you look at this stuff and who knows what to believe?
Yeah, well, that's the biggest problem. The biggest problem right now is we don't know what to believe.
But science, scientist argues with another scientist.
Well, scientists have always argued with each other. That's what science is. Science
but everybody
is not,
uses it.
But science is not a result. Science is not a doctrine. Science is not a list of facts that's written in stone. Science is a process. Science is a process for trying to determine the truth and trying to gain knowledge. It's constantly revising itself.
Right, it's always changing. Right.
Science is a field that constantly tries to prove it's wrong. That, okay, you have a theory, now the case is try to prove it's wrong, not try to prove it's right. Science advances by trying to replace the science that existed before. Where science runs into problems is when it becomes political, and when it becomes financial, and it creates its own establishment. If you're a scientist with a new idea, and it goes against the basic grain of the establishment in science,
yeah, right.
They're going to protect that, one, because of egos, and two, because of grants. There's a lot of money attached to not finding the answer.
Yeah, of course there is.
You know? So dishonest science is a major problem.
So how do you know what is honest and what's dishonest? That's one of the big conundrums, because I'm tired of listening to these people who they say, oh, well, I'm going to make my decision based on scientific. What? Huh? Whoever pays for the study, that's the way the wind blows.
Yeah, but I don't want to be anti-science, because science is
for what it is.
It's exactly, based on the human element.
Yeah.
But again, the most important thing that I could say is science is a process to determine truth. It isn't truth unto itself. And scientists can be arrogant. What's happened is we've reached a point now where we have science-ism, like a religion.
That's great.
You know, the scientists will talk about the Big Bang. And they talk about, you know, the universe is 13.7 billion years old because we played everything back to the original Big Bang. And they talk about it like it's theory, like it's fact. When it's just a theory.
Yeah.
It's just a theory. One of many. It's not written in stone. And when scientists like Neil deGrasse Tyson start going public in the media and talk about these theories as if they are fact, and then have, you know, they have, you know, they're totally critical and make fun of them.
He and Bill Nye are the two biggest BSers on the planet.
Terrible people. At least their images out there. I don't know how they are personally.
No, but their images, they're
very dangerous.
All right, let's stop for a moment, and then we'll continue. Michael Harrison is here, Doug Steffen, with washing and drying instructions. Okay, Michael, time for you to do the laundry.
Yay!
And in the laundry today are a couple of pillows, my pillows. You can wash them, you can dry them, you can wash them in warm water, cold water. You can use any kind of detergent you want. The drying process, you can do this thing. The dryer balls are good to keep the pillows all fluffed up, and you do it every 3-4 weeks now under current conditions. Nobody else has got a pillow that you can wash that's guaranteed for 10 years with that warranty. They'll replace the pillow if it somehow becomes defective, falls apart, whatever. They'll replace it for you within the 10-year buying time. And you can use it for 60 days. If you don't like it, you can send it back, get your money back. Can't do that with any other pillow. Right now at MyPillow.com, the BOGO specials, all the MyPillow BOGO specials, go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and buy pillows, buy towels, buy sheets, you name it, they've got it. If it has to do with having a comfy experience in your bed, this is the place to go. And the fact that they're financing anything over $200, that's pretty cool, too. Radio Listener Specials page, that's what you visit. Buy one, get one free on everything there at MyPillow.com.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife Tip of the Week, I share something that I overlooked before my fishing trip that kept me from landing a couple of big fish. I share what that is right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
So what kept me from landing a couple of big bass? Old fishing line. I thought I had replaced the line on my spinning reel a month or so ago, but I was wrong. The line on that reel was old and broke upon hook set twice. So learn from my mistake and check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on the Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, let's get back to the countdown for a few more minutes here. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen with the story. So there's this thing floating around today. As a matter of fact, I saw the headline. I read a little of the story. It was one of those things. I did hear people talking about it here in Boston on one of the talk stations. The story about Rand Paul suggesting that Anthony Fauci wants to ruin every business in America. Now, that's pretty political. Fauci has been, and I don't think he's been just debunked by people on the other side. I think he's found his credibility has been challenged, shall we say, as a scientist, going back to the science conversation. Yes? What do you think?
I think Fauci is just a victim of his popularity, his celebrity. He's a victim of being in the political crosshairs, you know. I have no opinion about Fauci's competence as a scientist or a doctor. You read about him. There's some things in his past that you wonder if they were political connections, et cetera, et cetera. But I have
no personal... How do you get into a job like that if you don't have some kind of political connection? Is that...
That's the point. The point is, it's back to what I said, the political cherry picking. He's now being scrutinized in the political wars. It's very hard to get involved in politics without somebody throwing dirt at you, even if it's peripheral. So I don't know about Fauci. I'm going to wait until this is all over before I jump to conclusions about...
All right, here's something you do know about. Let's get a quick plug for the MH interview this week with Ian Anderson, man.
Hey. Yes. MHinterview.com. If you're a Jethro Tull fan, don't miss it.
Michael's an old rocker, and so is Ian Anderson. This must be a great conversation. The old rockers come together at MHinterview.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Da-da-da-da-da. Best television program in my mind, maybe ever. When Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon would come on the air every night, the whole nation would come together like in no other experience. Carson regularly had 30, 31, 32 million viewers in the heyday of The Tonight Show. And then as time went on, there were other competitors, so he didn't have the large audience that he'd had early on. But when they went out in 1992, man, they were at the top of their game. And when you think about it, it's hard to believe. The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson, went off the air, and maybe that's what you want to talk about here.
Yes, correct. Today, okay. In TV history, May 22nd?
Yeah.
1992, last episode of Johnny Carson with Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. And I totally agree with you, Doug, the greatest television host of all time, hands down. And the reason he has such a big audience,
he and McMahon were such magic together. They really got, even though they didn't always get along behind the scenes, McMahon really knew his place. And
there was no competition at the time. When one of those celebrities like Burt Reynolds,
immediately
that was it. That was it. You didn't go on other shows. You didn't go on anything else. So it was very special.
And look at the people he made. Great. The careers of Bette Midler, Gary Shannon. You can, there's
Ronnie Dangerfield.
Oh my God! You can go across the board and find hundreds, if not thousands, of people who would have had no career whatsoever had they not gone on The Tonight Show. And in a way, the Gary Shandling thing that he did with Larry, what was that show called? It was kind of a takeoff on the Tonight Show.
I know what you're talking about.
It was Larry something or other. And that was, but he always gave credit to Johnny Carson because he said he would have been nothing if he hadn't been on the Carson Show. And so do, as I said, hundreds, if not thousands, of other entertainers
who would have gotten. I remember he had Shatner on one night, and they did a skit together. It was hilarious. And that was it. Carson had
His skits were iconic.
Well, he had a way of looking at the camera loved him, kind of like Sophia Bush. They were very
A connection with the audience. He had the. I don't know if I can compare Johnny Carson's legacy to Sophia Bush's, but okay.
Well, I'm just saying the camera loved him and the camera loves him. That's what I was making.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I think.
It's interesting if you like some of those books that have been written. Throwing Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson's off-air persona is very different.
Yes.
According to a lot of people, and sort of an extrovert, a little bit of a bizarre personality, but in front of the camera, people loved him.
Yeah, he was a loner. His buddies had a card game every Friday night, and that was about his only social activity. He and McMahon would have dinner once a week to figure out what was going on. They never talked to each other than to say hello before they went on the air. Never ever did they ever talk.
And you would know that because you were good friends with McMahon.
McMahon and I became great friends.
I know.
And I remember some of the stories that he...
I'll tell you real quick. The first day I ever went on the air with you, like 26 years ago, Ed was on. And I was really nervous because I never did radio. Yeah, and I remember speaking to Ed about five or six times off air during the first 5 years I did the show with you. And it always came across as a real good guy.
Yeah, McMahon was what you thought he was, for the most part. I mean, he had a few problems at home, but he was...
Who doesn't talk?
Exactly. Not me, I got a dog, that's it. I got no problem with my dog, I'm all set.
All right. I got one other, this day in movie history, 1985, A View to a Kill, the last James Bond film starring Roger Moore, would premiere in San Francisco. I always felt, even though a lot of people ripped that movie, I always was very entertained by it, as I love Christopher Walken as a villain in that movie, Max Zorin. Grace Jones is also a really interesting sidekick villain in that movie. And I like Roger Moore as Bond, so he's a long in the tooth to play the role, but I still enjoyed that movie.
No, it was okay. I still say it was easy to pick your favorite James Bond. I would say, without a doubt, Sean Connery is number one. I'd say it was a tie between Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig, number two, Roger Moore, number three, and you can go from there. This, by the way, the thing about this, from the 1960s to the era that we're in right now, This particular franchise has gotten stronger and stronger and stronger. It's really
There's no end in sight.
No, they'll keep making
it. It's impressive.
Yeah, it really is. Made billionaires out of the Broccoli family, and the people starring in the movies haven't done bad. But they give him $50 million, Craig, to do the latest one.
Yep,
something like that. Chuck Curry, our movie man, movie moments here on the DJV show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.